KGRG-FM, KGRG-FM HD1, Auburn, also broadcasting on K207 AP, Sumner Lake Taps, 89.3 FM.
You know, it's Halloween. I guess everyone's entitled to one good scare.
You like scary movies?
Uh-huh.
What's your favorite scary movie?
Oh, no tears, please. It's a waste of good suffering.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Hi, I'm Chucky. Wanna play?
I'm your number one fan.
I'm eternal child. I am the eater of worlds and of children.
There's no more room in hell. The dead will walk here.
Please, God.
This is God.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
They're here.
Here's Johnny.
I see dead people.
She just goes a little mad sometimes. We all go a little mad sometimes.
This 6-year-old child with this blank, pale, emotionless face and the blackest eyes, the devil's eyes.
Power of Christ! The power of Christ compels you!
It's alive!
What do you want?
I want to hear you scream.
I want to play a game.
It is time to keep your appointment with the Wicker Man.
They mostly come at night. Mostly.
Look at me, Damien. It's all for you.
Listen to them. Children of the night. What music they make.
I said, don't you blame the movies. Movies don't create psychos. Movies make psychos more creative.
Red rum.
Have you checked the children?
Of my life. I'm not gonna hurt you. You didn't let me finish my sentence. I said, I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm just gonna bash your brains in. Kill you all. I'll drive you crazy and I'll kill you all. I'm every nightmare you ever had. I am your worst dream come true. I'm everything you ever were afraid of.
It rubs the lotion on its skin or else gets the hose again.
We'll tear your soul apart.
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
I'm gonna swat that fly. I hope they are watching. They'll see. They'll see and they'll know and they'll say, why, she wouldn't even harm a fly.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
The boogeyman is real, and you found him.
Is anyone else alive? Are they all dead?
Yes, ma'am. Thought you were dead, too.
Boy. Is he dead, too?
Who?
The boy, Jason. In the lake. The one who attacked me. The one who pulled me underneath the water.
We didn't find any boy.
It is Monday, October 31st, Halloween night.
Woo!
Here at Green River College, and episode 65 of Mike and Mickey After Dark, the Halloween Spooptacular, sponsored by the Jet City Comic Show and broadcasting live as part of the KGRG-FM 2016 Fall Pledge Drive on 89.9 FM. Listen online and on demand using the brand new KGRG FM app. And we're always streaming on iHeartRadio and at KGRG.com, the newly revamped KGRG.com. Mike and Mickey After Dark is the show where we do like we do every Monday night, taking your spoopy late night requests and giving you a little something extra. Hey, Maggie.
Hey, Mike.
How you doing?
Oh my God, I'm so happy.
Are you terrified yet?
Yeah, I'm super scared.
Yeah, I'll bet. You know, the thing that made me so happy, though, was listening to not just all those awesome quotes, but everybody's reactions to them. Like Hunter over there, who we'll get to in just a hot second here, he knew all the quotes and was just mouthing them.
Really?
It was amazing.
Wow.
It was a sight to hear. Speaking of Hunter, hey Hunter, would you mind grabbing the phone, please?
Oh yeah.
Thanks, man. Oh, it's an exciting night. So, Mickey.
So, Mike.
How can people get a hold of us?
Well, they can call us 253-833-5004, or they can tweet at us at KGRGFM all the way up until midnight.
Absolutely. You are correct. That's where we're going to be live tweeting up until midnight tonight. So use the hashtag MMAD to keep up with all the madness. And oh my God, have we got a jam-packed spooktacular for you tonight. So much to get to, so much for you. It's going to be a lot of fun tonight. But first, let's give some other folks a chance to talk. What do you think?
Yeah, sounds great.
All right, well, let's say hi to some of our guests and the rest of the Mamad cast. So I got to check with DJ to the Stars, alias Mouse Rat, a.k.a. Intern Hunter.
Woo! Clap at you.
What's
up? They're all going to laugh at you.
How you doing tonight?
I'm fabulous. Spooky, and especially after that intro, that's literally like some of my all-time favorite like movie quotes. I was freaking out.
Very cool. Who was on the phone?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a few like words, and then they hung up.
Oh.
Were they scary words?
It sounded a little freaky, but that just because it's Halloween and everyone's entitled to one good scare.
Did they say, have you checked the children?
The call's coming from inside the house.
Oh, you beat me to it.
Oh,
fantastic.
It's coming from inside the radio station.
So speaking of coming from inside the radio station, who is that sitting next to you?
Diana Prince.
It kind of is. Go ahead and introduce yourself, young lady.
Well, I'm a Danica from The Buzz, but I'm currently dressed as Wonder Woman because it's Halloween.
Yeah, should we say what costumes we're in?
We're all in costume. Oh, that's right. So yeah, let's
kind
look
of.
Back to Hunter for a sec, because for clarification, we are since it's Halloween night, we are dressed up in full regalia. We are in costume.
You can check KGRG
on the radio.
Twitter. You'll see pictures. We're not lying, I promise.
Hashtag costume yes. Because wearing costumes on the radio is the thing to do. It's dope. I'm very, very excited. So Hunter, who are you tonight?
I am the $10 founding father without a father.
I could just
keep on rapping it. But I am
You do you, homie.
I am the Alexander Hamilton.
Woo!
Nice. You get some of that.
Thank you.
Okay, so since even after a year of being here on KGRG and having my own show, I still don't know really how to radio. But let's move on to our next guest. Let's talk to Lady Adanica again.
What's up?
And
what's good?
Yeah, what's Gucci other than your outfit?
I don't know.
Me neither. No, really, I don't know what Gucci
pizza,
is.
I ate some chocolate. We good.
All right, and have you shared with the listeners what you are? Who are you wearing? Who are you wearing?
I'm Wonder Woman.
See what I did there?
Wonder Woman. I left my last set of truth at home though. It's in the shop.
That's okay.
Exactly. I totally agree with Mickey. But let's keep going, because you guys aren't the only guests. We got a jammed, I mean, the house is full. It is a full house tonight.
Yeah.
So let's keep this party going, because
speaking of party.
Exactly.
Party time. Excellent.
Woo woo.
Let's give it up for Andrea, everybody. How you doing, homie?
I'm great. I'm excellent.
and what is the source of your excellence?
I'm Wayne from Wayne's World.
Nice.
Yeah.
Rocking the most DIY Wayne's World outfit ever. It's dope. I like it.
Yes, for the
I like it
for
lot.
The listeners at home, I taped the logo Wayne's World to a cap with Scotch tape.
awesome.
That is DIY for the ages.
Fantastic. That's great.
And then we've got Dave, who looks like he's about to go to a rave.
Yes, he actually kind of does. So Dave, why don't you come in here and introduce yourself a little bit?
Yeah, I'm here too. Now, when you said that intro was going to be long, Mike, I expected longer, actually. I'm kind of disappointed.
My favorite
part. It was almost 3 minutes.
My favorite part of the intro was watching Andrea freak out. And uh-huh.
Yeah, that was great. Actually.
Oh, she even threw. Yeah, she ripped off her headphones at one point.
I was triggered.
Triggered.
I won't go there, Mrs. Torrance.
Okay, I'm not really one for horror movies, but I have seen The Shining. So when I heard the Red Rum, I kind of freaked out. So
it's okay, Andrea. I did invite you over after this to come for you, but I'm having an old friend for dinner.
Oh,
comforting.
Oh, it's so good. And Dave, did you already introduce yourself and all that?
Kinda, yeah. Well, I still think there needs to be more David S. Pumpkins in that intro, though.
Stop.
Any questions? But yeah, no, I am. If you're a wrestling fan, you know I would be a member of the New Day. But for those that don't like wrestling, I'm a unicorn.
Okay.
Well, right, you believe buddy. Me, right?
It is a new day. Yes, it is.
Okay.
Oh, Mickey, producer Mickey's not having it. Time to move on. All right. So Mickey, speaking of, what have we got going on? Actually, wait a minute. So we were talking about costumes.
Yeah, we dressed as.
Yeah. You're rocking the hobble aesthetic. So
I am. Yeah, I'm broke.
It's your misery cosplay. You
know? I'm a DJ with a bad knee. That's my costume.
Nice. But you also got some kitty whiskers on.
Yeah,
you're participating.
She's got a cute little nose.
It is. It's buddy. Adorable. It is very.
It's so
adorable.
Cute.
As adorable as hers is, yours I think wins the night, and I. Still hate you. If you want to know why, go back to listen to Mamad when Mickey was gone in Europe.
Yeah. Okay. So
let me
tell this story very briefly because already we got a lot of tunes to play tonight. We got a lot of stuff to get to, but my costume for this evening is that of vintage 1980s DC comic books Vigilante Wild Dog. And I've got basically everything. I have combat boots and camouflage stretchy pants.
I love it.
And a t-shirt with a laughing red dog on it because I'm Jack Wheeler, auto mechanic by day, vigilante by night. I got some firepower and.
But do you have the most important thing of Wild Dog's arsenal?
Does he?
That's the sound of shot gloves.
Shot gloves!
As Wonder Woman is just staring me down, she's like, I will end you, Wild Dog.
That's a comic that I want to see.
So yeah, so basically, yeah. I'm doing radio with... Now, part of Wild Dog's costume is that he wears a hockey mask.
Yes.
I currently have said hockey mask strapped above my head while I'm trying to wear my headphones doing the radio, because yeah, I'm not even going to try to wear a hockey mask and do radio. That's just bonkers.
But could you? I feel the struggle, though, with this hat.
I have the unicorn horn, so.
Yeah, it's definitely a headgear friendly type deal, but like Dave was talking about, this character has really become the unofficial mascot of our show.
I know, I love it.
Like, once upon a time, Mickey took on the mantle of DJ Wild Dog herself and did an entire radio show.
For my super party hours.
And, you know, we were ahead of these people because this character, Wild Dog, is currently on the CW's Arrow. He's running around on the Arrow.
So great.
Currently, in current episodes, you know, wearing a hoodie and whatnot. And... Hoodie. So yeah, and you know, we could talk about that all ding dong day, but yeah, basically that's why I have this costume on, because it's basically again, he's become the mascot of our show, and it's fun. I mean, costuming is just fun.
Yeah.
You know, it's oh man. So Mickey.
So Mike.
Tell us a little bit about what we've got going on tonight, since we do have such a jam-packed show.
So right after this, we're going to cowboy up and do the weekend roundup. After, we're going to discuss our favorite horror movies, which I'm really looking forward to, because we got some people who are horror movie buffs. Then we got some geek history. We're going to talk about the brand new Rocky Horror Picture Show. And then we have... Oh, Dave. Shush yourself. And then Dave is going to host some horror trivia, which I'm super looking forward to.
Yep.
Then we're going to have the little slumber party. We're going to talk about the difference between Halloween as a kid and now as an adult, because we're questionably all adults. And then we got some shout-outs.
Questionably.
Definitely. All of that and more on tonight's all-new episode of Mike and Mickey After Dark. If you want to join the party, call us up at 253-833-5004. That, my friends, is the number you need to lock into your phones or tweet us at KGRGFM for those late night and after dark requests.
You can't beat it with a stizzy.
We also have the brand new single from one of our local favorites, local guys, These Young Fools, who played our spring pledge drive show back in May. It's a song called Playing Dead.
I hope that they're all dressed up as horses and they call themselves These Young Fools.
It's a song called Playing Dead, and I just got it today. They just emailed it to me today, so it is hot off the vinyl.
Oh my god.
And it, super cool folks. Always glad to promote and...
They're really nice guys.
Oh, yeah. They're great, great folks. So I thought, you know, what a cool way to kick off our Halloween spooptacular. So this is Mike and Mickey After Dark on 89.9 KGRG FM. And this is Playing Dead, brand new These Young Fools local band on Today's Rock, 89.9 KGRG FM.
What's up, guys? This is Andrew.
This is Ken.
And we're Seaway, and you're listening to KGRG 89.9 FM.
Woo! Everything is cool, man!
Help make America brutal again by tuning in to Late Night Def's new day and time, Friday nights at 10.
Girls and buzzers play open eyes. First entering guaranteed to a Mormon rank. Display poses over spice. We are Calvin back.
Late Night Def, only on KGRG, iHeartRadio, and the KGRG FM app, Fridays at 10 p.m.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
The Jet City Comic Show returns to the Tacoma Convention Center November 5th and 6th. Packed with games, guests, and events for fans and families. For a shot at free two-day passes, be sure to listen Monday nights to Mike and Mickey After Dark and The Buzz Wednesday through Friday mornings. For more information, you can visit JetCityComicShow.com, the Jet City Comic Show, November 5th and 6th.
On Saturday, November 12th, you can join Green River's Student Life Department on a trip to one of Seattle's favorite aviation attractions, the Future Flight Aviation Center. This trip offers the only publicly available opportunity to tour a commercial jet assembly plant in North America. It's $10 for students and $20 for non-students, which includes transportation to and from the Future Flight Aviation Center. For more information, you can check out the events tab on greenriver.edu. That's greenriver.edu for the Future Flight Aviation Center trip on Saturday, November 12th.
Do you love KGRG but sometimes can't get a good signal? Or maybe you can't reach us after driving for a little while? Well, stop being mad all the time. And download the KGRG FM app, available in all app stores. 89.9 KGRG FM.
Back of my
you guys know what time it is.
It is time for us to do like we do at this time every week. It is the Weekend Roundup.
Guess what? I got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell.
For you to go. That's cowbell sounds, and then yeehaw, sounds, and nay—that's a horse that they're riding. Lassos, and cowbells. They giddy up, and there's a sunset, and then drop.
What is
Weekend
a-
roundup.
Wow.
What does a cowgirl say?
You're gonna want that cowbell.
Oh my God, Mike.
Yes.
That sounds so weird with. Like the scary background music with like the
it's so ominous
lassos and like
I felt like I was in part of a horror movie. The main weapon is lasso and cowbell.
Oh my God!
It's the spooptacular, so everything's all like you know, it's extra spoopy tonight.
I love it.
It's extra spoopy.
That was pretty cool, though.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It's well, this is the weekend roundup where we do like we do at. This time every week, generally with some music in the background, but other times not. It's all good.
There it is.
I hear the music. I hear
Shout
the music.
Out to Intern Hunter.
I hear the music.
He doing work.
W-U-R-K.
U-R-K?
It was yep. W-E-R-K.
Oh, work. That too.
Yeah.
Got to work. Got to work. Work it, work it, work it.
Okay.
Anyway, you know, I really should not be dragging my feet so much when we have this much show to go to. So, that previous song was Dragula from Rob Zombie. That by request from our man Trevbot, who made many, many requests, some of which we'll even get to tonight.
Nice.
But yeah, no, just to give you kind of a sneak peek of our playlist, I mean, we got tons of misfits, we got tons of all kinds of cool stuff, and the requests keep coming in. So if there's something that you want to hear, requests come first, 253-833-5004, or tweet us at KGRGFM. But during the weekend roundup, what we do is we go around the room and talk about what we've been up to since we signed off last, that being last Monday.
Yeah.
You know, generally weekend stuff, but also just kind of what we've been up to in general. So let's start with our guests in the newsroom.
Yeah.
And no?
Yeah.
No, yeah, Adanka.
Tell
just,
us about it,
she's,
Janet.
She's, damn it.
Don't, I'm just making faces.
Don't make me sing, Hunter.
Do it.
you know,
that's a great threat.
Andrea was threatening that earlier before we
Don't
came on the air.
Sing.
She's like, I bet you me and Hunter are just going to get into like a sing along. I'm like,
I mean, I'm not
be
complaining.
A part of this as well.
Just wait till Rocky Horror.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So how about you, Andrea? What you been up to recently?
What have I been up to recently? Let's see.
I don't
see.
Know. That's why I asked.
I was asking myself.
Self-reflection.
So I have to think back. So Friday night, I was holding down the fort with Taylor at the Haunted Forest.
Ooh, was it especially scary because this is Halloween weekend?
Yeah, everyone was dressed up, which was pretty cool. And people
that's
were
so scary.
They went like all out with these costumes. I saw Cinderella and she had like a full wig and everything.
Whoa,
and a gown.
Wow. Yeah, damn, son.
It was really fancy. And it was kind of spooky because you're there very late at night and
yeah.
Fake clowns are coming near you and that's enough to scare me.
Yeah, to be fair, I mean Haunted Forest is terrifying. So
yes.
how many times have you been through it?
Through it?
Yeah,
like down the mile long
walk. Did you actually go
through
the Haunted Forest?
Let me tell you, Mike.
Tell me, Andrea.
I see like the hands clapped together. Like, let me explain to you a thing.
Let me tell you. So, I have been through once, and I see Mike.
Yeah.
I see it with your little
guns drawn.
So I've been through once. It was in the daylight before Haunted Forest opened.
Okay.
I went with T2, which is kind of cheating because he's like tall. And,
he's a big bear of a man.
Yeah. Like I had the Navy on my side.
As one would.
So yeah,
oh,
yeah, I didn't really go through it. But
oh, okay.
I have walked through. I didn't get the full effect because I'm
chicken.
You know what? And I've learned something about you this evening. I didn't realize that you were this easily startled because, yeah. You know, let's go back to a few minutes ago when you were so terrified of our extra spooky introduction. And to be fair, it was very spooky.
I was triggered. Yeah.
She is very, very startled. That's just one of the many perks of being friend. It's so easy to
the
scare
perks
her.
Of being Andrea's friend.
Danica
what
has
a great day for an exorcism.
Mention that you have a knife collection. And
don't
see what happens.
Say it. I will start crying.
Oh,
it's terrifying. I don't like knives. That's like one of my biggest fears. Danica has learned my many
don't,
secrets.
Don't stay at the Bates Motel,
right?
I will not. I will not.
So how about you, Danica? Oh, what What's been on your agenda recently?
Scaring me.
Well, Friday night, I went out with my mom. My mom likes to get down and party. And the $1 million orange that is Donald Trump. Some guy dressed as Donald Trump wouldn't leave me alone. And then, so that was fun-ish. Lots of people had their butts out. It was a weird time. And then, Saturday, I went to a party. It was like a housewarming party, but like, it was like some of my friends, and then my ex-boyfriend also lives there too, but I guess like Van Wolf is like temporarily living in his room.
Oh my god.
Oh wow.
I drank lots of sweet colas. And
nice.
With Van Wolf?
No, he wasn't there. He was doing a show.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I got to see my ex-boyfriend's cat again.
Oh my god.
And I really missed
her. You're like,
her.
That's who I really missed.
I really missed Sybil. Shout out to you, Sybil. You bae. And I've just been hanging out today. I worked yesterday, and I had a hangover from all those sweet colas.
As one would.
And all the, devil's lettuce. And
the what? Wait a second.
She's saying she had a salad.
What's spoopy?
Okay, that can be misconstrued. So what happened was Danica gets these free drinks from the gym that she works at.
Oh,
and
okay.
It's like this green drink, and last time it was like filled with fruit, like apples, bananas.
Sweet
and
goodness.
Yeah, it was awesome. And then they were
today
giving away...
it was the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
Today they were giving out some, and it was like the exact same color of green, I am guessing.
Yes.
And so she got like armfuls of this this juice, and she brought it here, and Andrea uncapped it and took a sip, and I saw her like leave this astral plane and go back like 26 different planes and fight her past self from a different dimension. Like, that was the look on her face, and it was just like, whoa. So we all took sips and we all had that experience, so we're astral sisters now.
Yeah. But Hunter too.
What I said though was, when after I drank it and I was horrified, I was like, oh my god, I just drank a plant. Like, that's what it tastes like.
She was
like
so serious, like actually upset about this.
That's
I am.
It was a highlight of my evening, actually.
Wow.
I can still taste it.
You should
it.
Totally
it's
try
awful.
It, Mike. It's
where was I when this was all happening?
You can have a sip. It's still in the fridge.
It is still in the fridge. It tastes like celery seeds. It's pretty bad.
Oh.
It's a bad time, but we all took a sip out of it, so it's not like the sister.
Is it weird that I want more?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, that's very weird. That was disgusting.
Like,
give me
lettuce.
The celery seeds.
Alright, well let's keep it moving.
Yeah.
And let's see what Alias Masterat has been up to.
Me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so What have I been up to?
I don't know! That's why I asked!
Well, oh my god.
I gotta say, the highlight of my evening, I went to the Rocky Horror Picture Show with my girl Bailey.
Oh.
For the first time ever, I am no longer a, quote, Rocky virgin.
Wait a second. So you hadn't actually seen Rocky live before?
I've never seen it live. I have seen the movie religiously. I know the soundtrack by heart.
Okay.
And I can literally just quote that entire movie. But, like, I'd never actually gone to the theater and seen it live.
Because that's a shocker. That's breaking news.
Yeah, breaking news. It didn't happen until this weekend.
Yeah, because earlier, when we were planning the show out, you were telling us about some of the not safe for air rituals that virgins go through, and it didn't even occur to me that you would have been one of them.
I would have been one of them if I would have told the truth and gotten up there.
Wow!
I lied.
He's a liar.
Hunter, what's spoopy?
I got scared.
Wow!
You guys would be scared too if you saw some of the stuff that happened.
No.
Or would I be excited?
I tasted blood and I want more.
More.
Alright.
So yeah, that was my weekend.
Nice.
And it was great, right?
Yes, it was awesome.
Yeah. Definite. And where was that again?
The Blue Mouse Theater in Tacoma.
Oh, very nice.
So cute.
Yeah.
That's really awesome. So Mickey.
So Mike.
What you been up to?
Well,
other than harming yourself.
I know this month has been really unlucky for me. Like a few weeks ago, I got into a really bad car crash. And then last week on Wednesday, I fell really hard. Like I ate it on some concrete stairs while taking down laundry. How lame is that? And I really busted up my knee, so I can't walk that well. So I'm limping everywhere and it really, really sucks.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so all weekend I was just kind of holed up with my leg up, and because I got into a car crash, my left hip likes to pop out of socket a lot mm-hmm. more. And so I'm just...
She just time warped too hard.
Yeah.
Honestly.
She's doing the time warp again.
She pelvic thrusted too hard.
So it drives me insane, man. But I've just been in a lot of pain recently, so I've been taking it easy. I went to urgent care on Friday to take care of all of it. And so otherwise, I've just been listening to a lot of K-pop and like laying in bed with my cat. Thumbs up.
Miso,
my little rascal who likes to bite me to wake me up.
So you're cosplaying as Miso tonight?
I guess so.
All right. Well, as for me, I actually had a jam-packed week, and I'm going to try to get through as much of this as possible as quickly as I can. I'm going to go backwards. So couldn't watch the football game because I was working. My news anchor that I was working with started a Twitter controversy with starting hashtag 15 yards of stupid with regards to Earl Thomas touching that referee. But we also got to go to a surprise going away party for a friend of Mrs. Mads that she's known since fourth grade.
Aww.
So they go way back. And it was really cool to see Mrs. Mad interact with some of those folks and to meet a lot of new fun people. It's interesting when you go to a party and the people there, everybody there is more friendly than you are.
Oh.
I'm generally, like, I need a sweet cola or two to kind of warm up a little bit. I'm a little frosty when I go to parties a little bit. I just, you know, like, I'll kind of hang to myself. Or, like, if I'm there with folks, I'll kind of hang out with them. But after a sweet cola and maybe, like, a topic I can latch onto, like, oh, I don't know, a football game, suddenly I'm your best friend, and I'll be your best friend all night. But, yeah, it was great fun. Friday, speaking of parties, we went to our friend Barb and Larry's Halloween party. Those are always fun.
Yeah.
Larry's our friend that's always getting me into trouble.
Party on.
We are the most juvenile adults you will ever meet. One of the things that we do during these parties is, like, he'll get champagne bottles and has a little sword, and we chop off the tops of them.
That sounds so fun.
That's so cool.
It's great. And one of our friends, who's generally very reserved, she's like, I kind of want to chop off one of those bottle tops tonight. It was great.
Did she do it?
Wait, I have a question for Andrea. Tried. How do you feel about machetes? Big old knife.
Machete, don't touch.
Okay, so when I think of machetes, all I think about is that part of Nacho Libre when the chubby kid is like, Nacho, I want you to have my mother's machete.
Yeah.
She shared with me today that Nacho Libre is one of her top favorite movies.
It is.
Oh, really?
It really is. Like, my family, like, it
Nacho!
Is...
Nacho!
It's our... like, it's our thing. We can quote any part of that movie. It's just, it's the culture.
Yeah. Oh, sure, sure.
Because Mexican, yeah. We're Mexican.
That's racist.
And,
is it?
No.
And, yeah, it's just, it's special to us.
Gotcha.
Felicidades.
All right. So here's what we're going to do. We are going to play one of our songs, and then we're going to come back very quickly, and I'm going to very quickly talk about some of the other stuff I've been into, because I want to talk about this Bad Religion show I went to, because it was super dope. So this has been the weekend roundup on Mike and Mickey After Dark, and we're going to drift into Cover Town off of Garage Days Revisited. Here's Metallica, covering the Misfits with Die Die My Darling.
Nice.
This is Mike and Mickey After Dark on 89.9 KGRG FM. We will be right back. Or we'll play Backcountry by Avenged Sevenfold instead. This is Mike and Mickey After Dark on Today's Rock, 89.9 KGRG FM.
spoopy.
89.9 KGRG FM. Coming up after the break, we're going to have that Metallica song for you, that cover of The Misfits. And then after that, we're going to switch gears and we're going to talk about our favorite horror movies. Stick around. Mike and Mickey After Dark will return right after this.
Hey, this is Killing Spree from KGRG's home of heavy metal, Late Night Death. You got a request, call 253-833-5004. If we have the song, we'll play it.
If you're a single man under the age of 35, you'd probably like to know what the ladies are looking for on an online dating site. A guy who had a few drinks and later got pulled over for buzz driving. See, that could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. And doesn't a guy who's back living with his parents but calls them my roommates just scream, Mr. Right?
Buzzed, busted, and broke. Because buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Finally, the month of Halloween is here. Time to get out our wacky costumes, carve out some pumpkins, and eat tons of candy.
And don't forget about our special episode of Mike and Mickey After Dark on Halloween night.
Oh, that's right. We're going to deliver all the spooks and dorky stuff you've come to love on MMED.
We're going full spooktacular with a playlist of songs to get you in the scaring mood and horror-themed games all night long.
So make sure to join us on KGRG 89.9 FM Halloween night.
That's a Monday!
9 to midnight.
If you have any requests, shout them out. Play that same song! All right, same song. Here we go.
Hey, are you tired of those corporate radio stations telling you what songs you want to hear? Then you're in the right place, because at KGRG, we listen to our fans and play what you tell us to.
Our request line is 253-833-5004. This is Today's Rock
on 89.9 KGRG FM.
For information on music, ticket giveaways, and more, visit KGRG.com. This is Today's Rock on 89.9 KGRG.
Indeed. 89.9 KGRG FM. You're listening to Mike and Mickey After Dark, and is... Woo!
Hello.
We got the tunes. And man, those tunes is spicy. It's a spicy, spoopy spectacular.
What's spoopy?
Well, I'll tell you what's spoopy.
Tell me.
Ooh.
Tell me more, tell
oh,
me more.
It's not, I didn't turn the thing far. On. Let's try this again. Ooh. Why don't you go ahead and grab the phones there while we learn about what's spoopy.
While we DJ.
Ah, this is
and turn
spoopy.
Off your microphone.
Spoopy is amazing. Keeping up with Spoopy isn't as easy as it sounds.
How fast can Spoopy go?
That Spoopy's pretty speedy.
Spoopy!
Wait, Brock, come back! What are we...
Couldn't keep up with Spoopy. Spoopy! Spoopy!
What's Spoopy?
The world may never know. So let's talk about what our favorite horror movies are, because it's basically that that time of the year. It's the MMAD Spooptacular. And yeah, since we're all, you know, costumed and whatnot, I thought, you know, with it being the season, I thought it would be kind of cool to talk about what we're into.
Definitely.
So, yeah.
Let's do it.
Hey, Mickey.
Hey, Mike.
So tell me about some of your horror tastes, because you have some interesting horror movie tastes.
Well, I'm a scaredy baby. What?
House.
I'm a scaredy baby, so I don't watch a lot of horror movies because I get scared so easily. Like one pop out scare, it's like, I guess I'm not sleeping for the month. See you guys later. Like, I get so freaked out. But a horror movie that I do love, I think it's one of the best horror movies that I've ever seen, was Babadook. Have you heard of it?
Yes, it's so good.
I'm glad that you agree. So Babadook is a story about... It has a lot to do with the inner workings of a family, like a broken family.
Okay.
And pretty much the story is they find a storybook and the Babadook...
Bring me the boy.
comes out of the book and kind of takes over the mother. And it's just really, really... It's really freaky, but it's nothing
but
about...
But is it really the monster?
Yeah.
Is it real, or is it the monster that's inside all of us?
Yeah, is it... It's kind of like a take on... Is it... your morals going away because you're so under so much stress, or is it the Babadook? And so it's just so interesting, and it's done so beautifully. And the Babadook himself, like the scary part of the movie, there's no pop-out scares, which I really, really appreciate.
10 out of 10 would recommend.
What they do is they make his frame rate different than the rest of the movie, so he looks like odd and like he's not supposed to be there, which makes him it makes you uneasy, which makes him scary.
So is this live action or is it animated?
It is live action.
Oh, okay.
And it is actually on Netflix right now.
Watch it.
You can go watch
it.
That's
actually
pretty
good. Put it on your list and watch it.
But like, even though it is a horror film, look at it from like a mental health point of view.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because that you'll see things a little bit differently too.
Okay.
Yeah, but I had to rewatch it after I saw the ending, and then I was like, everything is different.
Nothing is the same. But I would recommend watching it with subtitles because those British accents are thick.
It's actually Australian.
Yeah, it's
the accent is thick.
She's like, regardless, is thick.
It's hard to understand.
So let's move on to the resident horror expert. Let's talk to Alias Mousetrat.
Okay, so talking about my favorite horror movie is like having to pick a favorite child.
Oh,
right.
But I have to say, for one thing, Psycho, Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho, is literally one of my all-time favorite movies all around. And that kind of is, it's also a horror movie. And literally anyone who knows me around the station, I always wear Psycho shirts. I have a Norman, like a Bates Motel keychain.
Yeah.
So it's one of my all-time favorite stories. And there's just something so classic, so eerie, and so original about it. Because before it, there wasn't really anything of its time. I'll never forget my face after watching it for the very first time and finding that ending and being like, excuse me? That is what we have been dealing with the entire movie? And then it just kind of spawned from there. I watched the Bates Motel show. Which is on recently, which is the prequel to Psycho, which actually this season, it leads up to what Psycho is. So Psycho should be happening this season on the
show.
This is going to be the last season.
Yeah, it's the final season. Yeah. So I would imagine it ends
with the movie.
With
Psycho, yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
But my all-time favorite, like, horror movie, like, in its genre is John Carpenter's Halloween, the original Halloween.
Yes.
Michael Myers, It defined it started a genre. It started the slasher genre, I could say. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Last Girl Standing, the Scream yep. Queen, and then just it has so many original elements to it.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the score is just super, super iconic. Like, you hear the Halloween, which is actually the Halloween theme is playing right now.
Yep.
But like, it's yeah,
you,
just
you
super
found a
iconic.
Cool. You kept, yeah. found a cool metalcore version yeah. of this. It's
I
really
like
neat.
It. I dig it.
I like it a lot.
So yeah, those are mine.
Nice, nice. So, Lady Adanica.
I would have to agree with all of Hunter's choices. I love the classic spoopy Halloween movies.
Yeah.
My all-time favorite movie, however, like any genre, like this is like my top movie, is The Shining. Like, I love
oh,
it
really?
So much.
Oh, good
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
No wonder you get along with News Baron Corbin so
yeah.
well.
Yeah. I also like The Devil's Rejects.
Okay. So
it's
you're
my
you're
favorite in, of the Rob Zombie ones.
So you're into the hillbilly horror then?
Yeah.
Deranged Bumpkins.
Yeah.
Did you like the Halloween remake with Rob Zombie?
I like the original so okay. much that like, I mean, I don't completely hate it, but I'm just
I
like,
felt dirty I like, watching the remake.
I like the originals. Yeah. Carrie's also one
oh,
of my
Carrie's
favorite
so good.
Movies.
The book is literally one of my favorite like books ever.
How did you feel about the remake with Chloe Grace, whatever her name is?
I've met Chloe Grace Moretz, so like I have a very strong connection to her. So like I thought it was fine. They followed the book more
yeah.
than
yeah.
the original movie did, which it was okay with me because I love the book.
Hmm. Interesting.
That's awesome.
So how about you, Andrea?
Yeah, the person who's not very into
yeah,
horror.
I was gonna say okay. it's like so what are you doing here, man?
Last weekend I made her watch Hocus Pocus for the very first time.
Ooh. What?
Oh, that's spoopy.
It was really cute, actually. I mean, how it ends.
It's a cute
it's
movie.
It's really sweet.
It's a really
Midler
cute
is
movie.
My hero.
So I mean, okay, here's my thing. I don't mind like reading about scary things or watching like Snapped, because there's not a whole lot that you see. It's I think I'm more scared of movies because you see a lot more.
Okay,
that's
all right.
My thing. But what I was going to say was one of my favorite sort of scary movies in my book, at least. It's more of an action movie than anything. But it does have some scary elements. Leon the Professional.
Oh yeah, yeah.
There's some killing and that kind of freaks me out and things kind of pop out and you're like,
yeah.
It's about a hitman.
Oh
but
yeah.
It's a really good movie.
It's a great movie.
That's one of my favorite movies of all time, honestly. And I hate movies that have a bunch of killing yeah. and gore. Like I could watch that every day.
It's like, well, who do we need to bring? Everyone. Oh, vintage Gary Oldman is so great. I love Leon the Professional. It's a great, great movie. Not a horror movie though, but
it's not horror. It's not horror, but like I just because there's a little bit of scariness in my book. That's what I would have to say. It's like the one. It's the one gory sort of thing that I can really love.
Oh my gosh, you crack me up.
It's got like that element of like family though, and he's like
it does.
He slowly becomes more human instead of just like a killing machine.
Yes,
it's great.
Yeah. Now I again, you'll get no argument from me. That's a phenomenal movie.
Oh yeah.
But so as for me at least. So here's my thing. So I've talked about this on the show before. My grandmother practically raised me on terrible VHS 80s horror movies.
Yes. I'm here for it.
We would go to the video store on a Friday night and get like stacks of videotapes to watch over the weekend. It was just some of the best times of my life. So my favorite horror movies are like the schlockiest, most terriblest ones. I like movies like Chopping Mall and you know, and stuff like that. It's, you know, or Blood Diner, where they're secret cannibals and things like that. It's, you know, so I like these delightfully terrible movies. I also got a thing for the slasher movies.
I love slasher movies.
In case you can't tell, ironically enough, with the Wild Dog outfit. So I got the hockey mask. I'm a total Jason head.
I love Jason.
Jason's my guy. So like, you know, the Friday the 13th movies, fantastic. And my favorite of them, I have favorites that rotate.
Oh.
How
so?
Well,
Like, what do you mean?
Okay, like, well, at different times and for different reasons. Like, one of my favorites is Friday the 13th Part 3.
Yes.
Because, so, like, that was, it was released in 3D. You heard a little bit of it at the intro, like the kind of techno version of the Jason theme. Anyway, but it's also the first appearance of the iconic hockey mask.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And I love that.
For people who don't know, the first movie, it was his mother. The second movie, he had a burlap sack over his head. Then the third one, he got his mask.
Yes. I also have an unironic love for Friday the 13th, Part 5, A New Beginning. Yeah, Hunter is disappointed. Spoiler alert, it's the one that doesn't have Jason in it, a.k.a. Roy the Movie. Oh. I can't get into the whole plot of it now. I don't have time, but I don't know. It's the black sheep of the series. It's at the bottom of everyone's
list.
It's like
Halloween 3.
Except not as good, ironically.
The stupid masks.
Yeah.
More days till Halloween.
Anyway, yeah, so Roy the deranged ambulance driver is, yeah, he's the killer of Friday the 13th Part 5. And actually, I have a song coming up later on in the night. We'll probably play it, but it's there's a song that they play in that movie that I love so very much, so I'm going to have to play it. In fact, hey, Mickey.
Hey, Mike.
Why don't we swerve a little bit?
All right.
I know we were gonna do that one song.
Yes.
That's a little longer. Let's do a pseudo echo his eyes.
I got it.
You got it?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, just to totally swerve before we get into a geek history right here on 89.9 KGRG FM, KGRG FM HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting on K207 AP Sumner Lake Taps 89.3 FM. So this song is from again Friday the 13th Part 5: A New Beginning, aka Roy the Movie. And while it's playing, before we get into geek history, I'm gonna have to try to find a YouTube video to tweet out to everybody to just there's a character in there that dances to the song and is the best dance ever. So let's just get to it, and then we'll be right back with geek history on Mike and Mickey After Dark, the Spooptacular on 89.9 KGRG FM. Hit it.